COVID-19 patients are being treated inside this private facility that used to be a boxing stadium. It was converted into a treatment center by a group of businessmen in Yangon and is run as a not-for-profit enterprise. The idea came about as Myanmar was experiencing its third and most deadly wave of coronavirus, which peaked in July.
We saw that people were in trouble. They could not get a place in government hospitals, and they'd have to pay a lot of money to go to private hospital. Some died as they did not get enough oxygen supply.
After the military coup in February and the subsequent crackdown on healthcare workers for being one of the first groups to protest against the new rule, health services deteriorated.
During the first and second waves, both government and private COVID-19 facilities could help the people. But during the third wave, due to the political situation, people cannot receive proper medical facilities. Even before the COVID-19 third wave, people didn't go to the hospitals for other diseases as there were insufficient human resources.
Many people also came to distrust state-run facilities. This treatment center plugs a gap in the healthcare system. But it's not a fully functioning hospital, and patients who take a turn for the worse will still have to go to a hospital. However, families who have relatives in the center tell us they'd still rather send their loved ones here.
We don't want to go to public hospitals. We have three patients at home. We're not able to opt for private hospitals because they're too expensive. That's why we're here.
For some, the distrust in authorities has extended to distrust in the government's vaccination program. Some are now opting to purchase India-made vaccines on the black market. This post on social media is advertising a vial of vaccine for approximately $400, eight times its usual price. Latest available figures last month show that only 3.3% of Myanmar's population was fully vaccinated. Military rulers say they aim to have at least half the population inoculated by the end of the year. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.